It is the largest payout by any U.S. Catholic diocese since the clergy abuse scandal erupted in Boston in 2002. As part of the settlement, Los Angeles church officials will release the personnel records of the accused priests after a judge reviews them. Some of the cases date back to the 1940s, and the agreement amounts to $1.3 million for each plaintiff. Lawyers will receive up to 40% of the settlement for their legal fees. Ray Boucher is lead attorney for the plaintiff.
Far more important than the money, though, is a critical term of this settlement provides for transparency, for sunshine, and for the release of the confidential files and personnel records of the priests that were involved in molesting so many children over the last five or so decades.
Cardinal Roger Mahoney, who heads the Archdiocese, sat quietly through Monday's hearing. Sunday, he apologized to the victims.
It should not have happened and should not ever happen again.
Some angry plaintiffs say the church agreed to a settlement only as the trial date was approaching. The first case was scheduled to start this week. The cost of the settlement will be divided among the archdiocese, insurance companies, and several Catholic religious orders. Cardinal Mahoney says the archdiocese will sell some property, including its headquarters, but will not close parish churches or parochial schools. Abuse cases around the United States have cost the Catholic Church more than $2 billion. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.